You didn't come into this world. God didn't create you. So you came into this world. You go through life's frustrations. You get some money. You marry. You have children. Then you become born again along the way. Either before you became a Christian, or after you became a Christian, then you marry. Then you have a Christian wife, Christian children, Christian husband. You have a Christian car. Then you have a Christian bed. Then you take your children to a Christian school. What again? Then you eat Christian fried rice. You know, now when you walk around place, you see Kingdom fried rice, Kingdom drink, even alcohol. In Ukraine, I say Kingdom alcohol to make it to make it look like it's near to God, so you can still consume it. I want to talk to you about equipped for the work of ministry. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I will be equipped for the work of ministry. Oh, say it with confidence. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have a ministry. I have a calling. I have a purpose. I will be equipped. Every resource that I need has been released unto me. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, this morning, as I listen to the word of God, the inspiration of the Almighty is upon me. I ask that the heavens will be open. Let angels be released. Ministering spirits be released to me and minister to me. Every resource, every understanding, every wisdom that I need is released unto me. Every relationship that I need, every connection, divine relationships needed in my life, in the name of Jesus, I release them now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I bind every spirit, I bind every demon, I bind every territorial force that will prevent my life from becoming an expression of my call. I will not miss it. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to talk to you about equipped for the work of ministry. Abed, please, if you are done, let me know. Okay? If you are done, let me know and bring it to me, because I may need something there. Equipped for the work of ministry. Why should we be equipped? Why should we do the work of ministry? Everybody that is created with a divine purpose. There's a reason why God created you. And the giving of ministers, preachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists is for a certain purpose. So in the days coming, I'm going to do my best to stay close to this set of teachings. And if I say the days coming, I'm talking about the Sundays coming. I'll teach on this. I will express through you, for example, when we talk about an apostle, who is an apostle? What is the purpose for an apostle? Why is an apostle given? Now, if there is an apostolic grace, an apostolic call among us, how should we relate to that apostolic call? If the person is a prophet, how do you relate to the prophetic grace? If the person is an evangelist, how do you relate to that evangelistic grace? A pastor, a teacher. I will be speaking to these things because very often we have changed the use, the original use of the call, because we do not understand how God integrated these ministries into why they are essential, or not why they are essential. They are essential presence inside the body of Christ. Very often, we do not know that a prophet, apostle, evangelist is an integral part of the body. And when you remove the teacher from the body is dislocated. We do not know. If you remove the ministry of health from the body is dislocated. The body can't function. If we remove, thank you, plenty. Oh, please put your hands together for Albert. Eh? I've been stressing him from yesterday. Yesterday I wasn't great. He was the one who, he drove me somewhere, asked me to sit here. He's coming, and I was very obedient. The day I'm talking and he's not obedient, please, you people should help me. He asked me to sit here, I sat. He went to bring my car from a place, he picked me home, and then he left. And this morning, I've been on his back with phone calls, even before he got here. Put your hands together again for him. He's like 1,000 in one. So very often we've changed the use. Who is an apostle? Who is an evangelist? We've changed the use. And because we ourselves, we do not understand who we are, we are not able to relate very well to the apostolic call, the prophetic call, the ministry of the evangelist. I've heard people say the prophet is for my prophet, PP. The prophet is for my prophet. All right. But what kind of prophet? There are essential things, there are higher things that we can pursue in God. But very often, we tend to settle for the lower things. So I want you to listen to me carefully. Open your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 3. Let me start from here. Jeremiah chapter 3. Oftentimes, we do not know why we attend churches. We attend church service. If I should ask even ourselves here, why are you in church service? You have several reasons, and they are correct. I'm not going to condemn you. They are correct because that is the space in which you are. I heard somebody said there's a particular meeting. He says, as for this meeting, I'm just attending. The day I get my breakthrough, I stop the church. I said, Abba, what kind of mindset is this? What sort of thinking is this? We do not understand why we belong to a community. It's just like saying, oh, as for this family I'm born in, once I'm 17 years old, I'll forget about all of them. This is my mother whose nose is so long, she will never see me again. This is my father whose ear is so long, like something, he doesn't listen. Look at the way he's behaving. I hate him. I'll leave this family. You can't change your blood. Did you hear that? The same way you spiritually, if God has, by divine design, by design of eternity, if God has placed you within a family, you can't change your blood. If God has placed you here to be blessed here, and you keep looking elsewhere, your blessing, look, sometimes I minister to people prophetically and I'll see an angel come to stand by the person with a package. And then the Lord will be telling me that this person is in Kumasi. But the angel is here to come and bless. But the person is always in Kumasi. So the Bible says that there were many widows. There were many widows inside Israel. But Elijah was sent to one. Why was Elijah not sent to all the widows? He could have visited all widows in Israel and ministered to them because they are all in need. But Elijah happened to be sent to only one. The day I get to teach on that, you will appreciate the conditions that attract the Elijah spirit. So it's important that you understand why you are here, or why you may be part of a certain community. Why you would have been persuaded and convinced in your spirit that God has brought you in a particular place. So please listen to me carefully as I go through this, because it's going to bless you, it's going to shift your life, it's going to make you run your course in a different way. It's going to make you run your course in a different way. Let's look at let's look at some few objectives. How many of us have heard about charismatism? You're not giving me responses. How many of us have heard about charismatism or charismatic churches? Now, are we charismatic church or what church are we? Me, I don't even know. Whether Orthodox or... You see, human beings, we are very funny, yeah? We specialize in the things of the spirit. The thing comes as hot from God. Then we take it, then we put it on the ground, then we pour sand on it, then we step on it, then we mess it up, then we give it a certain name that is earth-related. That is the way we behave. We do not hold the things as original as it is. When the thing comes from heaven as it is, it's important that we hold it the way it is and pass it on the way it is with the same grace, the same intensity, the same spirit. Now, something has happened several years ago. If you would have been born again some years back, I, by God's grace, was born again. I think I got baptized in 1991. 90s, thereabout. I got born again around 1991, 92, thereabout. I can't remember. But there's a particular book. When I check the book, it's around 91, 90. You would have realized that there were a lot of Pentecostal churches. Not long in 1992, 1993, we started seeing a lot of great deliverance spirit, move of the Spirit of God happening in the earth. So you go to meetings, even the pastor says, hey, before you see people, demons are manifesting and people are vomiting, all kinds of things are happening. And they were real, they were as powerful and real as the manifestations were. Then not long, though the prophetic anointing, the prophetic ministry started in the 80s. One day I'll do a teachings on the moves of God, and I'll trace how God has been moving and how we managed to name it the way we named it. From 11th century, even the 1st century, I can trace for you. 15th century, I can trace for you. 16th century, I can trace for you. So in the 80s, the prophetic anointing has started in America and in Canada and all those places. There's a guy called, is it John Wimber? I think he's a musician or a prophet or something. Then Christ for the Nations. These people were experiencing a move where there was laughter in the Holy Ghost. Have you seen that thing before? Somebody comes and anointed, the person will laugh his or her heart throughout. People become like vegetable in meetings. Then in the 90s, we started singing, especially in Ghana, we started seeing charismatic churches. Charismatic churches because they were churches that manifested the gift of the Spirit. When you talk about the gift of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you will see the charismatic churches. So you go and then as worship is going on, the Holy Spirit hits somebody. And those things are still real. They are still with us. We have to walk in them. As they are worshiping them, somebody will say, thou sayest the Lord, thou sayest the Lord. And the Lord says, I am with you. I will do a great thing in this particular ministry or people. And the people in this place shall be transformed. And thou sayest the Lord, that those who have sorrow, I'm putting a garment of joy and lightness upon them. The heaviness, and somebody will speak. And then another voice will also, just when the worship is going on, have you not been in services like that? And those things are supposed to continue and must continue to happen even here. But it doesn't make us charismatic. We have succeeded in naming the things charismatic and all. Now, inside the charismatic move, we have seen great, great, great release of the things of God. Great manifestation, powerful ministries raised. A lot of young men began. Then we saw the prophetic anointing manifest more and more and more and more and more. But after all of this, something has happened inside the body. People are still depressed. It's called the post-charismatic depression. Are you following me? I call it the post-charismatic depression. After all that we have experienced, we are still depressed. Oh no, somebody should talk to me. After all that we have experienced, I've seen the power of God. Yeah? I was talking with a friend. Those days, I was talking with a friend, we're sitting. So just like Alberta is sitting, I'm sitting with Alberta. Alberta is sitting, I'm sitting. There's a wall between us. There's this lady, Bernice. Bernice was sitting behind the wall. Her knees were to the wall. I am sitting here. Bernice was facing me, but her knees were to the wall. As we were having conversation, suddenly a fire began to course through the wall. It was so hot that I pulled my knee back and I said, Ajay. Then the Lord said, it is not you, it's about Bernice. She has a knee problem, she's been healed. I was on the phone talking with a lady some years back. And I was teasing, I said, you have not bathed this morning. You have not brushed your teeth this morning. And he said, but what are you talking about? And he said, but I've showered, I've done this. And I said, no, you've not studied the word of God this morning. The word of God is water. So you didn't use it. You've not brushed. You've not. I was. He said, oh, as I was doing this, I said, your knee is being healed. He said, how do you know? Your knee has been healed. He said, how do you know? I said, I know. Check, your knee has been healed. Apparently, the stepbrother wanted to rape her. And she jumped over the wall in the bid of running away. She jumped over the wall. A secret that was just between the family. Because of that, she had to leave the house. Because the stepfather says, you are the problem. The stepfather says you had a problem. And for the mother's marriage not to have problem, she has to leave the house. She didn't even have a place to sit. She was struggling. So she said she jumped over the wall and in the bid of trying to get away, while she was scaling the wall, she landed on her knee. And that has been painful for many, many years. She went to tell the mother. The mother says, who told you that? What happened? He said, mommy, my knee has been healed. The pain is gone. I don't experience it again. I can tell you countless, even when I was in Temasco, the move of the Spirit in meetings. Some of the people that we have ministered to, I still see them depressed. So it's important that we understand the work of ministry. The place of the calling of the ministries, so that we can become more functional and happy. Let's see what is our objective this morning. What are we seeking to do this morning? Let me just go through it. Number one, we want to discover the fivefold ministry and the grace of God invested into them. I hope you heard that. Make some notes, because the teaching anointing is with us. We want to learn and discover the ministries, resources available for the believer, and the grace that is invested into them. The grace of God is not something spooky. Oh, by the grace of God. You know when you say by the grace of God, it sounds like something that is just spooky, spiritual. The grace of God is like petrol inside a car. The grace of God is like that Milo you took this morning. The grace of God is like resource. The grace of God is like the thing that makes you who you are and gives you the power to exercise your ability. It's like this thing is weak. Then they put something in it that makes this thing to allow its full capacity to begin to be evident. So the grace of God is not just, oh, by the grace of God, spooky thing. But the grace of God is a pure divine resource. It is an oil filling a vessel to make that vessel to become more functional. So what are those graces invested inside? If you are called as a minister in the area of music, if you are called as a minister in the area of masonry, the word ministry means service. Minister is a servant. Today, minister is a boss. Please hear me. We have missed a lot of things. So we are not seeing the power of God, and we are frustrated, we are depressed. Today, is there somebody, minister this? Minister this has to be accorded a certain level of respect. Somebody said, and you pay the pastors, you give them money when they come to preach. He's not talking to me, but it's something I read somewhere. But the ones who sing, you don't want to. So this time you have to give us money. I said, you have sold your gifts. You have allowed the spirit of Mormon to capture you. Because the preacher did not even ask to be paid. He was acknowledged. So the word ministry means to serve. A lot of Nigerian preachers, if you listen to them, they say, I serve. You have to ask yourself, who did you serve? Me, I served in worship ministry alone over 12 years. There was a day I said, I will not even sing again. They said, you lie. You are under authority. You have to sing. I have to clean my heart. My God. After they have disciplined me, they wrote me 3-page letter. The reason why I should not go and preach anywhere. The church I belong to, me by my own anointing and grace. Not the pastor gave me grace, by my own anointing and grace given to me by God. My pastor said, and the elders of the church gathered together, they said something happened in church. A friend of mine went to play with pornography. And I knew the story, but I didn't go and report. Sometimes charity, when you hear something, you have to go and report. If not, if the trouble comes, it will hit you. And the elders gathered. A friend preacher, he went to play with pornography. These days, the young men, they have pornography on their desktop. And they have put it in WinRAR and they have written it, love movies. Oh boy. They said I shouldn't sing. No, they said I shouldn't preach anywhere. They said you have the responsibility. Serve. You have the responsibility to turn down any appointment you are given from any church, including international and local. Hey, for how long? 1 year or say 2 years or say 3 years? It's serious. My friend who misbehaved, they made him fast some for so many days. After he finished, they wrote another letter to him. Then when I received the letter, I said, but me, I've not done anything. And so I was angry. Please don't be angry with your leader. Just learn to take instruction. Some of us make mistakes so we can tell you not to make such mistakes. They said you are under authority. Say you are under authority. Oh, come on. Say it well. Say you are under authority. And say to yourself, I am a man or a woman. I am a man under authority. You know, if you do not stay under authority, even your words do not carry power. They said you are under authority. So whether you like it or not, you still have to lead worship. I'm crying inside me and I'm holding microphone. Then I will leave the song. My God. We are one voice. We've made a choice to give him glory with a song. I have to give away my sorrows to lead the people of God. And as I do it day by day, God bless me. That is just by the way. So we want to discover the fivefold ministry and the grace invested into them. Secondly, we want to understand the why. Why the ministries or apostles, prophets, evangelists are given by Christ Jesus. You want to understand that. It is not your own determination. It is not our own determination. Today we have changed the use of the things of God to become the use of the things of men, and they have followed certain traditional patterns. They have followed certain worldly patterns. And to some extent, as there is something called drug abuse, there's also pastor abuse. There's also prophet abuse. There's also evangelist abuse and teacher abuse and apostle abuse. We've abused the ministries of God. As there is the use of these things in its proper context, we've also abused the service of men and women in the ministry. Musicians have been abused. Drummers have been abused. Maintenance people in the ministry have been abused. Ministry of health has been abused. We've seen people, we've seen preachers, because they've discovered some people have been given in the ministry to be people who give, they continue to exploit that person. I mean, they will prophesy your car and give it to a different person. They will exploit and exploit. So we have to know why. I think it's Miles Monroe that said that if purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Write it down. Write it down somewhere if you're making some notes. If purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. If you do not know why, you'll be holding gold in your hands, but you just say, oh, Charlie, take this gold. If you don't know the thing you are holding, how powerful it is. There's one of the products that I started selling some years ago. It's a pen drive. You've seen that pen drive before. It's a security pen drive. It's called military grade. The security is top notch. Do you know how I found it? I came from work. I used to be working for a mining firm back then. I came from work and finished everything. I sat on the bed. I remember very well. My back was to the wall. I sat on the bed to the side, and my back was to the wall on the bed. To the bed. And I started going through the internet. Then I saw a particular email. I had subscribed to a certain update. So I saw this particular email and I clicked a link. The link jumped into the browser. It opened a certain page and there's a lot of security news. Then I saw an advert. You know the way they do this advert on internet, and the thing was just flashing like that and flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing. So I said, this thing is money. I called my wife. I said, my wife, this thing is money. He said, what are you talking about? I clicked the thing. It flipped open. Then there was something. It took me to their site. So I quickly wrote to them. I said, can I be your representative in the whole of Africa? And that is the way they gave me an agreement for the whole of Africa. Just like that. Some of the products, one of the products, if the cost alone, about 500 gig of capacity is about 3,000 Ghana Cedi or 4,000 Ghana Cedi. Even now, we should be talking about maybe 5,000, 500 gig. Solid device. So if you do not know purpose, you will abuse. Today, many people don't know what the meaning of love, so they abuse love. Many people don't know the meaning of money, they abuse money. I went to a friend's house some years ago, and he was having this fiancée. Two things I told him. He was having this fiancée, and I said, I don't want to mention his name. And I said, he's a preacher, he's based in South Africa now. Even now you call, he doesn't want to pick. Jehovah is Lord. This time, my mouth, I will say things. I said, I was sitting in his living room. The kitchen is behind me. He was sitting this way. And I said, I'm seeing a lady coming out of the kitchen. I didn't even know he had a fiancée. I'm seeing a lady coming out of the kitchen with a knife behind her like this. And but for God, she would have stabbed you and killed you. Number two, I'm seeing money on the floor and your feet is on it. Brother, God is telling me something, that in the days coming, He's going to open financial doors for you. Save, invest, save, invest. Because a time is coming, you will struggle to have money, and that thing will help you. The contrast started coming. This guy didn't save. When the drought arrived, you would have thought this is a guy who have never had money before. Or as for the lady's idea, it's a different story. When I left the same day, because I slept at his place, when I left the same day, the lady arrived that day. In the evening, they were talking. The lady said she was coming. They argued small. The lady said she was coming. She went to the kitchen and she came with her knife. He said, bro, the way I beat her. So the way I beat her up. If not, my life was in danger. She came with a nice knife. One of the ladies that is at home with us, recently my wife went somewhere. When she came, she bought some fresh knife. And I was just watching the girl. When she saw the knife, she started smiling. I said, you. I said, she's just happy because she loves the kitchen. she's just happy. Nice. The knife is, I said, the knife is nice, right? She smiled. Listen, if purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. If you do not know, let's say you are a student today, but you get up today and you go to the Sami, he's a student. Then Sami tells us that he's going to school in Koforidua. We all know Sami is going to school. Sami is in his hostel. Apparently, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sami is in a clubhouse. Do you think Sami will pass his paper? He doesn't know why he's in school. This age, let me talk to you young, we are all young, but let me still talk to a lot of precious. What's your name, my dear? Patrick. And you, Christian, Charity, Mary, Endless, Mark. This stage of your life, every hour counts. If you do not make good use of it, you will never have it again. That's the only resource. If you do not make good use of, you lose. Everybody should begin to think about the days that you have. Count the number of your years. The energy you have today, you will never have it tomorrow. Therefore, it becomes important how you invest your time today. How you invest your time today. What you do with yourself today. I'll come to the charismatism thing. I'll come there. Charismatism have taught us a lot of foolish things and good things. And unfortunately, I don't know how the human mind behaves. The human mind behaves and goes towards the foolish thing. And I think we all like life to be easy. We don't like trouble. You know me so? We don't like life to be hard. Is that not it? No, everybody, you want ease. So the thing that is easy, your mind drifts towards it. But it is deception, you may not know. A purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And lastly, on our objective, is that we want to be empowered for total body growth. We want to be empowered for total body growth. You are not here as a spectator. You are not here to just come and warm pews and go. God did not create you to walk through this life. You live your life, like I said earlier, and then you walk through this life and you go. You came, your path must be contributed. The Bible says every joint supplies. There is something in you that must benefit everybody. Something in you that must benefit me. The Bible talks again in Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to quote scriptures. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that you might know what is the hope of your calling and what are the glorious riches of inheritance in the saints. So there's something inside Mary. There's something inside Charity. There's something inside Precious. And if you look at yourself and you think, I am not valuable, I don't have anything to offer to God, the enemy has deceived you. You are precious. I like your name. You are precious. So you must place value on yourself. You must look at yourself and say, I am gold. You are so expensive. You are so what? Expensive. None of our ladies should go and give him herself to some boy free. You are so, no, the way you give yourself to the boy will also take. So place value upon yourself. Place serious value. I was saying yesterday, somebody thrust poison into your mouth, what will you do? They say, oh, my beloved is. Now they've turned the song to some worldly rhythm. Put poison in my mouth, I will be okay. You will stand for your right, isn't it? You are so precious, you have to place value on you. Your gift is so precious that you have to place value on it and work it out. So God has placed you here so you will be useful to the house. That's me. I don't want to do anything in church. No. You must do something. You have to find something to do. Either you are playing keyboard, you are playing drums, or you are going out for evangelism, you are getting stuff, or you are bringing serious money, you are all kinds of things. You must find your place. My wife tells me, she said, as for me, she tells me always, say, as for me, I am called as a giver. She will say it always. It says, I am called to give. So Father, bless me so I can give. Father, bless me so I can. Now, if you don't know, maybe you are a giver and God start blessing you. Do you know what you do? The bank account you build. Hey, when the day we open the bank account, we'll say, hey, so this woman has money like this. You have to know your place. You have to know why your gift is given to you. Let's continue. Now, I was saying earlier that the post-charismaticism has brought us depression. Brought us a lot of good things and some depression. And one of the things that we saw that happened is that there has been an endless pursuit of gifts and blessings, and we are never arriving at it. No. Follow me. You see, people, we are still chasing blessing, but we are never arriving at it. Why? I call it post-charismatic depression. We are depressed. We are behaving like the junkies, cocaine. If he does, what was that word? Stuffs. If he doesn't get the cocaine, you see him doing like this. And that is the way we are behaving spiritually. We're just shaking. I need cocaine. So you get the cocaine. Then you are okay. You are smooth. The next time, something is wrong. And our preachers are not telling us. Me, I can't preach that way. Look, I went somewhere. I preach. I minister powerfully. How can you meet somebody fresh? And you call the person, come out. I'm seeing something. Bernard, where is Bernard? If he sleeps on me, I'll deal with him home. Because I've changed. I'm smooth, but you know, I've taken. Bring him in. I preach powerfully. Ministered powerfully. I called somebody. I said, I'm standing at Cape Coast and I'm seeing a stool with a lot of money under it. I'm seeing something like a pottery farm. How would I know you are a pottery farmer? And I'm seeing something like a bank loan. It's bringing. How would I know? And the man and the wife, they were like, hey, brother, this is our fear and our struggle. And I told him, I said, you will not lose your properties. Do you know what? When I finished, the pastor said, he said, as for my church members, they like, God will bless you. Hey, yeah. I said, yeah. So what I came to do, it doesn't lead to. Since then, he has not called me again. You see the kind of church we have? An endless pursuit of gifts and my blessing, and we are never arriving at it. Shouldn't we think a bit? Shouldn't we pause to begin to ask questions? The post-charismatic depression. We are blessed but bored. We are blessed but depressed. We are blessed but never fulfilled. We are blessed but never fulfilled. Did you not read in Genesis chapter 1, the verse 28, and the Lord God blessed them? You, God bless you already. Did you not read it? Our life is lived from the place of blessing. Ah, Galatians chapter 3. It says, cursed is he that hangs on the tree. Therefore, Jesus became cursed for us. So anybody that goes to hang on the tree, you are going to be under curse. But Jesus died and became a curse for us so that we can also enter into the blessings of Abraham. Tell me the blessings of Abraham. So when Jesus hung on the cross and he died and he said, it is finished. He fulfilled Galatians chapter 3. I think the verse 10 down 11, 12, 13, thereabout. He fulfilled this, and you, as you are standing here, whether it's showing on you, you are in the blessings of Abraham. Whether you like it or not. You can argue it, you can fight it, you can be what, you can be this. I am telling you, you are inside the blessings of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Think about Abraham. Let me quote another scripture. Matthew chapter 6.
It says that look at the lilies of the field. It says, no, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow nor reap. It says that are you not more valuable than these? Look at the lilies of the field. They are more clothed and beautiful than even Solomon in all his glory. He said, you. Are you not more valuable than this? You. Are you not more valuable than this? Therefore, seek, he said, the Gentiles. This is what they are searching for. Who are the Gentiles? Please help me. I'm coming after something. Who are the Gentiles? The worldly people. Am I correct? And he said, the Gentiles seek after what? This. What? What I'll wear. What I'll drink. My nice house. My nice car. My nice wife. My Christian wife. My this. Post-charismatic depression. When we would have come back into this Gentile type of seeking, we are nothing but falling a generation. Look, there's a higher realm we are supposed to live in. So Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will begin to chase after you. But we, the post-charismatic depression, what it is that we chase after the blessing, not a blessing chasing after us. Please. They are not the same thing. We still have to pray for blessings. Am I correct? No, please come along with me. We still need to pray for blessing. But our goal, our chase, our pursuit have to be higher things. We have to set the priorities right. Because if I chase after blessing, what I'm supposed to receive in the next 5 years, I'll receive in 20 years. But if I chase after the kingdom, it says, look at the birds of the air. Fly goes with birds. Swim goes with fishes. Name it. Anything goes with a particular rhythm. Then those of the kingdom, when they seek the kingdom, blessing flows with them. The kingdom is designed to sustain you. The kingdom is designed to supply for you. The kingdom is designed. Look, I have not worked from what was that? When was that? November? From November, I've not worked. I've not done any work. From November, I've not done any work. Am I in tatters? How much food can I eat? What are we chasing after? Sometimes when I see my children eating, they see the food and I'm like, what is happening? I said, what is happening? Whom are you people competing with? This food, where is it going to? I literally see that they slow down on the food now. I said, but what is happening? This food prepared in this same house or brought into this same house, it is because of you. They brought the same food to this house. But now you are post-charismatic depression. Chasing. So today people don't love to be at the place where the word of God is taught, but they want to be at the place where let's chase the blessing. And the more we have chased blessings for the past 20 years, what has happened to us? Please answer me. If you have been born again for a certain part of the year, years, you would have realized that we have done ourselves. When the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, there are several things loaded in that. And we cannot even say that in one service on 1 year. One of them is discovering your purpose. One of them is discovering, even if you're a business person, what business do I do? Because once the Lord places you in a certain business environment, boom, things begin to happen in a certain way. What strategy should I use? Boom. Because God knows. Because He says He's going to transfer the wealth of the Gentiles to you. Wealth cometh. And if wealth is coming, there must be a certain posture. But now wealth is coming and I've gone to chase the wealth. Wealth is coming, I've gone to chase it. The first time I got a car, if I tell you, you'll be shocked. The first time we were praying, we were worshiping. Down there, we were worshiping. And I saw a car key fell. I saw it April 15th or so,
It was a Sunday. Mr. Nathi and the wife were around. It was just my wife and my children and Mr. Nathi and the wife. It was the same day Mr. Nathi got the Holy Ghost baptism. We were worshiping. I saw some liquid like gold coming from the heavens, locked in the clouds, coming down. And it was on top of everybody's head in the meeting, the children. So I pulled Mr. Nathi. I said, do you believe in speaking in tongues? I said, no, today you will speak in tongues. Collect his hands and put it on his tummy. In the name of... Now, whilst we were worshiping, then I saw a car key fell. So I knelt down as if I was worshiping. You, when you saw me, you would have thought that I'm worshiping God. I'm picking a car key. I knelt down and I did like this. Then a vision. It was a vision. Then the vision disconnected. Wow. 2015. The same year. December 15th. In the morning, I dressed up. The children were ready. Elikem Elom. Yes, all of them were ready. My wife was lying in the hospital. And the call came. Where are you? I said, I'm home. I'm getting ready to leave for the office. Come right now. I'm standing in front of my house. Come right now. I said, you people, lock up. I'm coming. I'm going to bring a car and come. I told my children, I said, I'm going to bring a car. I ran. When I got in front, I said, let's go. We walked a certain distance. We went to a certain hotel. He told the people, open the gate. He drove this car out. He said, sit by me. He drove the car out. We drove in the middle of the road. So he stopped in the middle of the road. And he got down. He said, get down. Come and sit behind it. Take good care of it. Just like that. Imagine I was seeking a car. Do you know what I would do? I'll sell drugs. I'm telling you, I'll sell drugs. You think I don't like good thing? Ah. Which I'll be driving, and when I do, pam, and people say, hey, what a car is that? When you die, they'll bury with it, we shall see. Range, my range is coming. It's coming. Please, I'm taking my time to talk this way because I want to lay a certain foundation in your mind. We don't have to live like worldly people. We don't have to live like people chasing after the world. It's important. Go everywhere. In most places, not everywhere necessarily. In most places today, go and see what is going on. It's my blessing, my blessing, my blessing. The whole meeting is my blessing, my blessing, my blessing. Then you'll be tied to a certain type of giving. And I'm not saying that God has not blessed when we give. You must know how to give and give powerfully. I'm telling you, you must know how to give and give powerfully. But don't be manipulated. So, post-charismatic depression. Number one, we said, an endless pursuit of gifts and blessings and never arriving at it. So we are frustrated. We are blessed, but bored. Blessed but depressed. Blessed but we are unfulfilled. Post-charismatic depression. We lack the pursuit of the essentials, which means we don't pursue purpose. And if we're pursuing purpose, we'll be living at the cutting edge of God's evolutionary plans and purpose and dealings in the earth. Where God is, we'll be there. But today, do you know where we are? We are either ahead of God or behind God. And it's important that we begin to ask the right questions and the hard questions and get our own selves angry. Now, let me ask you a question. When you look at your family, are you happy?
Sure.
Have you asked yourself, why is my family where my family is? Now, look at your own life. Are you happy?
No.
Now, have you asked yourself, am I walking in the essential things that God has planned for me? When you were a child, what dream did you see about yourself? What vision were casted upon your mind? There may be nice houses and powerful things, but they are locked inside your purpose. So very often, we leave purpose to go and chase after. Yesterday, I was talking about a man of God, popular man of God, who had ministered for about 16 years. deliverances, healings, cripples walking, short arm growing, blind eyes seeing. Then he went to God to ask God, God, he's written a book. He went to ask God. In fact, it's one of his books I read initially several years ago, early 2000. And when I was reading the book, I started getting a new meaning about the fivefold ministry. And I look across the prophetic landscape, I said, there's something wrong with the prophetic ministry. 2000, I was saying this, that there's something wrong with the way ministries are operating today. He went to God to ask God, God, what next? And God said, I didn't send you to do the things you are doing. You did it from a different platform. I need you on a different platform. Listen, you have to be very careful what you pursue. Somebody says, so ice water is the next thing working. So you should also go and run and sell ice water. Ice kenke is the next thing. You should also selling toffee is the next thing. Selling cocaine is the next thing. Then somebody walked to a preacher and said, preacher, I want you to pray for me. I'm traveling tomorrow. He said, what are you taking away? He said, I'm taking cocaine to preacher, pray for me so that I will succeed. Post-charismatic depression. It's worrying the believer and it's worrying the preachers too. I'm coming after it. In about the next 15 minutes, the next 20 minutes, I'm done. Is it good stuff? These things I'm saying, are they good stuff? Are they opening your mind? Are they leading you to asking the right questions? Now, let me say this to you. If you have to open up for the things that I'm going to be saying in the days coming, because they will lift you. They'll make you more powerful. You can choose an easy way out. But the easy way out does not bless you. There is something that I call blessings that last. And there are blessings that are temporal. In fact, the Bible actually says, the blessings of the Lord makes one rich and he does not add sorrow. It means that there's another blessing when you are sleeping, you can't sleep at night. Yes. You know that type of blessing? There is grau grau money and kule money. Kule money be the money where wahala no day in back. But grau grau money, you will be sleeping and you can't sleep. You have to be devising and planning always how you have to swerve the grau grau brothers and sisters. Because they will come after their grau grau money. A friend preacher was talking about a guy who visited his church. He said, hey, when I visited his house, the cars. He said, prophet, this car, I use it on Monday. I use this one on Tuesday. This one on Wednesday. This one when I'm meeting politicians, that whether Monday or Tuesday, when I'm meeting politicians, I use it. This one when I'm meeting a preacher, I'll use this one. When, hey, Monday to Sunday, the guy have different cars to use. This one is my wife's phone. This one is this. This one is that. This one, my boys use it. This one is that. Give money in church, 100 Ghana cedis. The guy doesn't even know. And he can't sleep at night. There's a difference between grau grau money and kule money. He can't sleep at night. He said, prophet, when I close my eyes, I see that big snake. He can't sleep. The blessings of the Lord makes one rich and he had no sorrow. So if I am praying, I say, Father, give me that blessing that makes me rich, of which there is no sorrow. When I sleep, I lay me down and I wake because the Lord sustains me. I can pray this. Give me that blessing. Give me that blessing. Give me that blessing. You have not defrauded anybody. You can sleep. When you have defrauded, even when you are in your own bedroom, you have locked the doors and everything, you are still afraid. In your own house, when you are opening, you come into the compound, you are scared. You are not sure what is lurking in the corner waiting for you. So we can see people in our churches who are not chasing after God, but they are chasing after things. And all they are looking for is some blessing and they disappear. And you know how God does it? Sometimes he can bless you, but he's going to transfer all that blessing into the hands of a worthy man, a worthy woman. He said, he who does not have, even the little he have, he will take. That word does not have does not mean that the person does not have abundance necessarily. It means the laws and the principle and the value system that is behind it. We take and give to the guy who has, because he has value system to multiply and multiply it according to the design of his master.
Amparase Onyami Joy.
Sing it with me.
Hey, Ampara, 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 Onyami Joy. Hey, Ampara. Rasa yampa, ampa rasa yampa, o nyame yohi, eje alleluia ampara, amparo, ampa rasa, o nyame yohi.
The post-charismatic depression has produced what I call consumerism kind of Christian faith. Christian, I'm not talking about you. The post-charismatic depression has produced a consumerism kind of Christian faith. Look, it will take the lenses of the spirit to look in the landscape, listen to a teaching, and say, this one is Christ. This one is Eastern mysticism mixed with it. This one is earth-based, the doctrine of men and tradition of men. It smells like God, talks like God, behaves like God, dances like God, but it is not God. It will take the discernment of the spirit. That is why one of the prayers you should pray always, how can a man be chasing people who are doing the work of God and be killing them? When Stephen was dying in Acts chapter 7, and he died well, he would have given a lot of narratives. And when they carry stone and they were stoning him, he says that I see Jesus sitting on the throne by the Father, and he slept. That's what about he slept. People don't know how to die well. People don't sleep. How can a man, the Bible says when the people were dropping the stones, they were putting them at Saul's feet. This man says he's doing the work of God. He's killing people. Then in Philippians chapter 3, the verse 10, it says that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. After how many years of foolishness? After how many years of misbehavior? After how many years of doing something you call the work of God, which is not the work of God? There's something we are doing today, we call it the work of God, but it's not necessarily the work of God. Listen. The consumerism kind of faith has introduced the self-principle. 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 If you are making notes, write the self-principle. And you know what the self-principle asks? What is trending? What's the new thing? What's the in thing? You know, in Nigeria, we say the in thing. The in thing means what is trending? What is current? What's the latest bag? I'm just using that. What's the latest shoe? Trending. Trending. What is cool? What's interesting? What is fun in this for me? This preaching, this teaching, is it fun enough? Does it make me feel good? You know the feel good preaching? There's teaching that makes you feel like baby, oh nice, oh sweet, it's massaging. There's grow teaching as well. There's kingdom teaching. And we have built communities that does not last. When wahala comes, look, I had a call from one of the people in Tema here, one of the big churches. One of the big churches in Ghana, one of their churches that is big in Tema. I don't want to mention a community. Big in Tema. Okay, if I mention, you don't even know, Committee 5. Big in Tema. And he was telling me, he said, Mark, few days ago, I listened to your teaching. No, he said, I've been listening to your teaching because those days, Kingdom Learning Space, I sent the recording out as a file. On WhatsApp. Then this time we went to a podcast. And he said, I've listened to your teachings closely. I've realized that this is what we need in the body of Christ. Now, there is an elder in the church. You can call him a pastor. He is a mentor to many. He is in one of the churches that, when you talk about the money they have, when you talk about the people they have, when you talk about resources they have, and he said, I listen to your teachings. This is what we need. I've noticed that the teachings that we are offering in our churches, when Wahala comes, our people are not able to stand. But what you are saying makes the people to stand for themselves. You see the consumerism kind of faith? Pastor dependent, prophet dependent. So you have people, they have prophet one who does money miracle for them, prophet two who does job miracle, prophet three who does husband miracle, wife miracle, prophet four who does maybe some business. They are multiplied prophets. And me, I tell people, if you keep going round, you keep going round, you come to me, I tell you, I said, I'm not part of your counselors. And he said, Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Am I a counselor? I'm not your counselor. If you're coming to a prophet, you're coming to a prophet as a prophet. You understand the way we don't relate to the gifts very well. You come to an apostle and you say, in the multitude of counselors, if you want me to counsel, you tell me I should counsel, then I'll counsel you, I'll not do prophetic. And you come to me and you want me to prophesy and speak the mind of God to you, you have gone to listen to many people and you're coming to do comparison. Really? You don't have faith. And these things do not allow us to see the glory of God and the power of God in the church. This guy was telling me, he said, the teachings that we are doing in our churches will not help us. It's making our people temporal, earth-based. What will we eat today? What will we drink today? Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, of what you shall eat, of what you shall drink, not about your body, of what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Matthew 6. When I became born again and I was growing up in the Lord, I moved to join a certain community. These were the type of songs we were hearing, no? Not in Pai Boye Nyamiedru, my son Yariye, in Pai Boye Nyamiedru, God is sick. You know, that song is it says prayer is God's medicine. You know, Joy, how does that sound to you? Prayer is God's medicine. I mean, what an insult. What an insult. Prayer is God's medicine. Mpai boye nyamie dro. Mpai boye nyamie. Moma yentwe. Oyario mpai boye nyamie. He is not doing my miracle quickly for me. Prayer is his medicine. Hey. When sometimes God would have been waiting for you to take a certain action. You have prayed all the prayers you have to pray, but God is just waiting for you to take the action that explodes the miracle. You have now gone back to, he's not acting enough. You are behaving like Habakkuk. He's not behaving himself. You are crying injustice. He's not taking action. Let me deal with him with prayer. And the more we pray, the more depressed we are. The more we pray, the more. Tell Bernard to stand up. Me, I'm more sick than him. Tell him he should stand up. After yesterday's meeting, I've been in bed from, what time did you arrive from? 2 p.m.? 3. I've been in bed from 3 p.m. till this morning, which is not normal of me. I've been in bed from 3 p.m. yesterday to this morning. You know, sometimes when you keep abusing purpose is not known. When you keep abusing the body says, now I will deal with you. You lie down. You not do anything. Even when you are getting up and you're in your own room, it's like you are in the moon, you are in Mars, you are learning how to do astronomy. Share. You should get up. I'm more sick than you. No, please. What I'm saying, am I wrong? How can we continue like this? You are not growing young. Instead of we touching eternal power and walking majestically in the earth, maybe God have called you a prophet. God have called you an apostle. You have decided to go and pursue something else that is not the call. God have called you a powerful engineer. You have decided to. God have called you a powerful, maybe a powerful lawyer. Give me something. A powerful accountant. Give me something. A powerful banker, investment banker. Albert, give me something. Architect, a powerful architect. A powerful electrician. A powerful one who can do something about aerodynamics. And now you are pursuing because maybe there's no money. Instead of now standing to pray and break through, because the day you break through, bam, many lives are saved. Listen to me. The self-principle, what is trending, what's new, what's cool, what's interesting, what's fun in this for me? My prophecy, my blessing, my miracles, driven by me, and I, and self-indulgent lifestyle without any regard to the king and his demand. Have we paused to ask ourselves, what does God want? Look at this also. Even the preachers, even the leaders, look at this also. Consumerism kind of ministry faith. Apart from consumerism kind of Christian faith, we have landed also in consumerism kind of ministry faith. My ministry. And it's treated like this. Ministry is treated like a pyramid system. And it shouldn't be so. You know the pyramid system, like network marketing, alternative marketing, like sales, a sales system. So charity is leading. When charity sells and charity is able to win Ahuma and Mark, then charity has two people under her. The more they work, charity can also be getting more. And you realize that those systems, how long have they survived? No, somebody should help me. How long have those systems survived? You realize that the person who started earlier became more blessed and more prosperous and more successful. And the more effort you make down there impoverishes you. And you become frustrated. Albert, why are you there? Why are you business there? I don't know, continue. Why are you not continuing? No, you suddenly realize, oh, child, these guys, they are deceiving me. The more I'm working, this guy is getting blessed. And I'm getting meager. I will not do. I'll not do again. I'll not do again. Ministry is treated like a pyramid system. And it shouldn't be so. A sales ladder, a network marketing approach. It has become like a place where men and women are acting in competitive, reckless, and I add executive scramble to be the hottest number. I'm adding executive because sometimes they make the thing look nice. The thing is wearing nice jacket and it's looking so flashy, so powerful. And the English alone will make you feel so like, oh, this church and this community, this preacher, the thing is good. The thing looks like God. It's smelling like God, talking like God. I will be there. But it's a network marketing approach. It is 5,000 blessing. One pyramid at the top, 5,000. When you look down here, it's 5,000. It is huge spider, big torus, with skinny legs. All the people down there are weak. He is not wise. The day they kick those legs, he himself with his big torus is coming down. He's not wise. If I'm the one, I will empower Mary. I empower charity. Imagine Patrick. Patrick is part of this community and Patrick is prosperous. Patrick, if you buy 5 cars, won't you buy 2 also for me? We are also doing well. But now, he is getting 5 cars. Patrick is even struggling. Ministry has become, and you see every other preachers, they are like, hey, I want to be the favorite of the man of God. I want to be the best. Hey, I want to be the friend of the preacher's wife, so that all of those nonsense. I can't stand it. I was at a place. The way they were preaching, I said I will not go there again. The preaching is putting you. Ahuma has a church in Kasua. I am in Tema.
How do you compare Ahuma to me? Oh, come on. And in front of all the preachers, oh, Ahuma is doing very well. Some of you, you are lazy. Hey, do you know how many days I've prayed and my ministry is not going the way it's going that you define as success? You have not even sat with me to ask me, what is really happening? I'm coming to your place. Let me come and see what is going on. Let me look into the spirit. Let me pray like a father over you. You have not done that. And you are telling me that I am lazy. Do you know how many days I spent studying and praying and seeking God? Do you know? When I even traveled with you and all of you were coming back, I decided to stay extra days and fast and wait on the Lord. You witness it. And you say, come and tell me I'm lazy. I don't do again. I stop. I'll not come. I'm telling you the truth. I left. I said, let me have my sanity. It has become a system where if you have to relate to a father, you have to pay money. Pay money. And I bet I should have every month, 1,000 Ghana. 1,000 Ghana. 1,000, then you are a daughter. Now, once 1,000 is not coming, you are not a daughter. When we're giving money, we're sowing seed. The way they shake our hands was different. When we entered into struggle, my wife and I, and the money wasn't coming, the way they shake our hands is like, you're not worthy, you're not welcome. I said, what kind of thing is this? Who is teaching these men? I don't want that pattern. Listen. People, you have to wake up. There's a disease, there's a canker in the system of the world. It has crept into the church. And if you do not wise up out of the consumerism kind of Christian faith, you will go and submit to things that will not allow you to grow. So many people are in places that they have just this blessing when they should have had all of this palm. And they feel they are okay. This guy, get up. This guy was in a place. Then they started telling them about some death. Then I think the death happened. Then they finished and they said, now they see the death like a heart. And death is going around and now it's in their house and it's looking for him. You, what will you do? Will you sit in the house? You run for your dear life. For almost how long? About a year? Was it about a year? He couldn't sleep in the house. A house that you are supposed to sleep in. What kind of prophetic operation is that? The prophetic, after I've seen the heart of death, now I have to catch the heart of death and eat it. Now you have led the heart of death and the guy, even instead of stay in the house and drink proper soup, he is running around. He's not sleeping well. And his friend said he should come. Come. You see, I'm saying this. Look, I want to say something so that you will appreciate something. It's not about a boast or something, but look, the wisdom of God makes us well. Then a friend brought him and they told me the story. I said, that house, now I am sending you, you are under new management. Amen. You are under new rulership. I'm sending you, go to that house, fetch the sand in the house and bring it to me. And when he came, I did what I have to do. I said, go back and pour it in the house. Start living in the house. How many years? From 2015. The heart, we chewed it. We used for biscuits and tea. We are okay. Now, in the midst of it, or when he came around, and I keep saying this, there was a dent. There was some, which side of the, there was a dent here. Here. It has fallen in. And what happened? What do you say happened? You had an accident on a motorbike where?
Yeah, motorbike accident.
Where?
At Benin.
In Benin, you were riding where? Were you riding to Ghana? It was as if you were riding Ghana.
One of my friends called me to come and pick him.
On the way?
Yes.
Then you had an accident. And what happened? Your heel went to hit what?
One of the mental... And then this
on the bike.
Yes, and then this eye went through the head.
So it was like when you see him, there was a dip. Now I think it was 2015. But when Tutu came to preach, I can't remember when Tutu came to preach. When we're down there,
Tutu was ministering to him. Prophet Tutu was ministering to him. And then I said, look, something we all know about him, the thing is no more. All of us, we don't know how it happened. Over a period of time, God molded and filled him. Without we praying necessary any special prayer. Thank you. Now, what am I saying? When you would have embraced the grace of God, there are things that God will do in your life without you necessarily asking for certain things. I'm telling you the truth. And on top of that, he has to change his endless. You have to change your stubbornness and not coming to services. On top of that, he has this song. You know the secular, there's a difference between gospel song, secular song, and kingdom song. A lot of the songs our musicians are singing, they are secular, gospel musicians, they are secular. And some of them are gospel, they are not kingdom. And let's have some nice song. I call it kingdom song. I wish I can sing it. The girl I love, Charlie. Some Jerusalem thing. Headless. Now, his singing ability, his music ability disappeared. As he sat in church, I think from 2018 especially, he comes early to come and clean the place. We had this carpet where it's torn, he will patch it. And he tells me that as he is doing these things, he's getting songs. He will pause and write them. The other day, didn't I play a number of them for you here? You are God, the God of wonders. You are God, the God of wonders. I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk. He gave me dun 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 dun. You never cease from doing wonders. Oh my goodness. And he doesn't come to church. Shouldn't we be singing this type of songs? There's this one. I think it talks about Make It Count. There's a song, Make It Count. Please. Plenty of them. There's this one, I think, He Breathed a Man Became. Oh, how do we sing that one?
He breathed a man became. He spoke a night as he
belong.
I owe
to you.
See
you, God.
I can comprehend on who
I belong.
I owe
to you. Something like that. I see myself. I see you, Lord. You think your degree in business class will give you, I see myself. A degree in business class is not teaching you that you see yourself, you see God. It's teaching you some worldly system. This morning I came to challenge you. I came to provoke you. I'll continue. This is just introduction to what I want to do. I'll continue. I'm not going to rush it at all. If not, you have diarrhea. No. I'll not rush it. In fact, this is just some part of the introduction. Next Sunday, I'm going to go deeper. But listen to this as I'm going to end. Father, go that way. How I love you. Sing it in yourself and play it. Ministry has become like a pyramid system. We should not be. A sales ladder. A network marketing approach. A place where men and women act in competitive, reckless executive behavior, scrambling and jockeying each other. They are jostling each other. Hey, I want to be the first. I want to be the first. To be the hottest number. Where from that one? Bible says if we compare ourselves to one another, we are fools. Instead of we complimenting each other, the inheritance in the saints, what is inside Bernard becomes mine and empowers me. And what is inside me empowers Endless, empowers Mary, empowers Charity, Patrick and Christian and Precious and everybody, Ahuma and everybody. Now I'm competing with Ahuma to bypass Ahuma. Let me ask a question. Preacher, do we all have the same mantle? Do we all have the same anointing? Even if you take 10 prophets and you put them here, they are all different in their capacity because they carry different mantles. In the Bible, a man was called a prophet and his name was Abraham. Show me where Abraham called, your name is Charity, your address is this and that and that. Show me. There was a guy in the Bible called a prophet. He is called Moses. Show me the things that Moses prophesied. Moses was the structural nation building kind of prophet. He designed the entire system of Israel by the prophetic grace upon his life. Now in the Bible, there is another guy also called prophet, and his name is Samuel. He says that in 3 days, look at that prophet too, different mantle. In the Bible, there is a guy also called a prophet, and his name is John the Baptist. Show me the addresses and names he mentioned. John the Baptist became the ultimate point of prophetic operation, and he says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of men. In it all, and the mantles, and John the Baptist was a kind of nation prophet who was speaking to systems, who was talking economic issues and talking about structure and social system. He spoke into all the ladders. He will have two tunics, two garments, give one to your brother. He is speaking about social dynamics. He spoke to politicians and government and kings and all. But his revelation, behold the Lamb of God. Why should we be jockeying each other, competing with each other to be the hottest number? The ministry kind of thing that we have inherited from post-charismatic depression is worrying us. We are boastful and arrogant, and it's not helping the body of Christ. It's not helping the body of Christ. Please rise up. I want to stop here. Next week, I'll tell you some more. And then I'll go to Ephesians chapter 4 and begin to link some things together as I begin to talk about the context in which the gifts and the callings of God are released. How many of us know that you have a context of life, so you cannot just do anything anyhow? You have a contest. When God created Adam and Eve, he put them in somewhere called the Garden of Eden. Why didn't God carry them and put them in the ocean? There's a contest. If you can discover that contest, it changes your life. I want you, you've heard the word of God this morning. I want you to lift your voice and begin to honor God. Just honor God. We lift you, Father. We lift you, Jesus. We lift you, mighty God. I'm going to lead you to pray some prayers. I'm going to lead you to pray some prayers. We should be closing by 11:30. Maximum. 11 o'clock, 11:30 maximum. And we are in good time. We are in good time. I'm going to lead you to pray some prayers. Just bless the name of the Lord. Lift your voice. Don't be shy, oh. Don't be shy, oh. My God, thank you. Laba daba daba shegedegedados. Rabahadodobos sibidibidi barodos. Rabahadabadolobos shebedebe. Oh Lord, I thank you. Oh Lord, I bless you. Oh Lord, I worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank God for His word. Who has the other microphone? Abed, you have the other microphone. Get it. Open Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. I want to quote something from there quickly. My God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Are you there?
Yes.
Now, let's listen to this. Let's listen to this and go.
Jeremiah 3:15. It says, and I will give you a shepherd after my own heart.
I will give you, is it a shepherd or shepherd after my own heart?
I will give you shepherds after my own
heart. And when I heard it, I know. I will give you shepherds
after my own heart. Who will guide you?
Who will guide you with knowledge and understanding? Other translation says, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding? Please, I want you to ready yourself. I have a prophetic grace upon my life. I have a teaching grace upon my life. I have an apostolic grace upon my life. I believe that God is giving me, not just me, but the leaders of this house, to us, to feed us with knowledge and understanding. And if you do not ready yourselves to embrace this knowledge, there's a blessing that comes with it. You will not step into it. I'm sounding this warning. You will not step in. There's a blessing that comes with it. Every communication leads to a destination. And so these communications and many other communications and other guest preachers that will come, they are supposed to bring us at an arrival. I want you to pray and ask the Lord once again, Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge. Isaiah 33 says that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation, not gymnastics. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength and the strength and the strength of your salvation. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge, cause the eyes of my understanding to be enlightened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want us to pray, and I want you to get a microphone. I don't know why it's down. Get a microphone, and I want you to declare this with me. We're going to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
According to your word.
According to your word.
Let your favor. The favor of the Lord.
Favor of the Lord.
Be upon us.
Be upon us.
And establish the work.
And establish the work.
Of our hands.
Of our hands.
Upon us.
Upon us.
Yes.
Yes.
Establish the work.
The
of our hands.
Of our hands.
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
as I engage
in prayer,
let strange dimensions.
Let uncommon favor
be activated in my life and in my pursuits. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Lift your voice. Pray. Uncommon favor. Strange dimensions of favor. Strange dimensions of favor. Strange dimensions of favor. Evangelism. Strange dimensions of favor. Ayata le kapa rapa kapa. Ayaba dadaba sebelebe. Ayaba dalaba kapa rababa. Ayaba dalaba sebelebe. Ayaba dalaba kayaba dalaba raba kasigetelebe. Ayaba uncommon favor. Strange dimensions of favor. Pray this week, this month. This month shall be a month of favor. Strange favor.
every side. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this. I want you to pray and ask the Lord. According to the book of Hebrews, it says that are they not ministering spirits, angels? Are they not ministering spirits that are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation? Those people who are supposed to inherit salvation. And if you're under the sound of my voice, I believe you are an heir of salvation. You want to say, Father, send ministering spirit to minister favor to me. Wherever my favor is, whosoever that is supposed to favor me, Lord, I dispatch angels on assignment. Let strange dimensions, strange, uncommon favor, unprecedented favor in the name of Jesus be released by the angel of the Lord in my life. I send you angels. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Uncommon favor. We activate angels. We release strange dimensions of favor. Let angels go out on assignment. 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 Ayatata. Rababa, aya baba, rababa, aya baba, rababa, aya baba, rababa, aya baba, rababa, rababa, la baba, aya bada ba, la ba, rababa. Yebe de de be, shebe de be, rebe be, lebe de be, rebe be, lebe de be, rebe de lebe de be, lebe. Command that angel this week. Every favor that must come in your life, command that angel. Let that angel go out. Release that favor for you. Release that favor for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this scripture. But may the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered for a while, perfect, strengthen, establish, and settle you. The God of all grace is able to settle us. I want you to declare this and pray it. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
When Israel
was everywhere.
In the nations.
In the nations.
You settled them.
You settled them.
In their own land.
In their own land.
Father, I pray.
Father, I pray.
As I engage.
As I engage.
Let me
be settled.
Be settled.
My Father.
And my God.
And my God.
Remember me.
Remember me.
In this season.
In this season.
In the name of Jesus.
Let my life
become an expression of divine settlement.
In marriage, in business, in my career, in my ministry, in my purpose.
Let my life become an expression of divine settlement in any area.
I have roamed, I have been walking about.
In the name of Jesus,
as I pray,
divine settlement is happening to me. In the name of Jesus, come on, lift your voice and pray. Rapa, da da ba, sha da da ba, ayaba da la ba, kapa da da ba, ayaba da la ba, kapa rapa, ayaba da da ba la kapa, shaba da ba da, ayaba da la ba la kapa, ayaba da la ba, ayaba da la ba.
Let me pray. Father, as we are releasing understanding and power and grace, as we are releasing power of transformation, that our lives will count, that the reason why you brought us into this surface, we will express them. Lord, I ask that everybody under the sound of my voice will not miss it, being it in marriage. Lift your hands well. Father, we shall not miss our season. Every season for our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus. I declare by the push of angels, let angels carry you and push you into your season. I pray in the name of Jesus, anything that has bedeviled you, that have made you to walk in delays and denials, today I demand in the name of Jesus, you no longer will be delayed. Amen. You no longer will have setbacks. Amen. Be pushed into your season. Amen. Father, I pray that we shall be wiser than the enemy. Lord, bless these men and these women. Bless their food, bless their water. Bless their home, bless their businesses. Bless their education, bless their career. I declare that they will not fail. Because you said we should go out and bear fruit, and that this fruit will remain. Lord, thank you that this is in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Take a good offering. Take a good offering. Take a good offering. Take a good offering. Let's offer to the Lord. Take a good offering. Take a good offering. Charity. Okay. Okay. Take a good offering. 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 Take some 20 million Ghana cedis. Yes. Amen. Take some 500 Ghana cedis. Take some 100 Ghana cedis. Everything we do here costs money. So be a blessing. Be a part of the ministry. Be a blessing to the ministry. Rise up. Rise up and let's pray. Father, we lift our seeds. We lift our offerings. We lift our gifts. I want to encourage everybody, always make sure you carry something when you are coming before God. Some of us, we can buy airtime. 50 Ghana, 100 Ghana. Bernard is laughing. It's true. Some of us, we can buy expensive shoe, but we cannot give. We can buy expensive shoe, 500 Ghana cedis, but we cannot save to give 500 Ghana cedis to God. No, well, look at it and see if it's good. I'm teaching you values, okay? I'm teaching you values. Father, we lift our tokens before you. Let it be accepted. And Cornelius gave to you, and he prayed, he fasted. And your word says that his giving of alms and prayers became a monument before you. And you sent an angel. Father, I pray every seed, if you don't have any seed here, if you don't have anything, pick something, ask somebody to give you something. Look, let angels be sent on your behalf. Let angels be sent for you. And while he was praying, an angel came and spoke to him. I command divine encounters into your life. Father, those that have need of accommodation, give to them. Those that have need of jobs, give to them. Those that have needs of scholarship, give to them. Father, any need that we have, Lord, meet it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please just come and drop it. Come and drop it. The next time I'll collect it myself and put it in. Yes, 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 yes. It doesn't matter. Drop what you have. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to do one quick announcement. Charity, please assist me, okay? Please assist me. I'm just going to do one announcement. This one. This one too. I'll do one announcement and then I'm out of here. Then Albert will come. Please, let's ensure that next week we do not have any technical challenge. Albert, it's good you are coming. Where's the microphone? Come with the microphone. I thought you were coming to me. So come with the microphone and come and stand here now. Next week, in fact, any of the accessories that we need, which must be here in order for us to have the live broadcast, please, let's make sure we have it here. Okay? Today, do you know what happened? Because Albert forgot the mouse, so we couldn't have a live broadcast. And then I'm also using my computer. In fact, we need a tower. We need some powerful 32 gig or 500 gig RAM. NSA. We need some powerful RAM sitting here to be able to do these things. Look, last Sunday I was online. I prophesied to almost all the... In fact, 2 Sundays ago, you go and watch the video. 2 Sundays ago, go and watch the video. It's amazing. How can somebody... The person came online and I think the name is Isaac. The name is Isaac. Then, I think he wrote Isaac. Then... He wrote Zach. Apparently, Isaac and Zach, they are the same. So I said, I want to talk to Isaac and I want to talk to Zach. I don't know if this Isaac and Zach is the same person. He's written his name, Isaac, Zach. And I said, I want to talk to Isaac, I want to talk to Zach. This Isaac, this Zach, he's arable, he's a farmer. And he's sitting far away in Trinidad and Tobago. Facebook Live. And I began to prophesy. I have his number. We finished and they called me.